Welcome everybody, Shir number 1528. We're learning today Lili Nishmas Moshe Doiv Bemrabar and Zisel Lili Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe Rafu Shalema Pesach Yosef Ben Hinda. Getting back to the topic, the subject of Divrei Kabbalah. So we're talking about Hirhur a little bit. We've been talking about, of course, Daber this of Daber Daver, what one could talk about, what one can't. We came out, we said Lamait, not what we came out, but Halacha Lamaisa, we said that Hirhur is Mutter, thinking is Mutter. Just to read real quickly from the Shulchan Aruch, which we did quote from the Sefer Klalim last time, is Simin Shin Vav Sifches, Hir Basakov, to think about one's dealings is, or to think about something that they're going to do during the week is okay. Then the Mishnah Berurah says straight up, which we quoted from the in the Sefer Klalim, which was quoting the Mishnah Berurah, Dechsiv V'Dabe Davar, because it says V'Dabe Davar to talk about them. Dibaras of a hearer is mutter, but thinking is okay. Just reviewing real quickly, Mikol Makim says the Machaber up on top. Again, it's Shinvav. It's Shinvav. Mikol Makim Mishum Oineg Shabbos, because of Oineg Shabbos, right? To have, because of the Oineg Shabbos, mitzvah shelo yachshav behen klal. The person should, it's a mitzvah not to think about something that's not allowed to be done on Shabbos. It's a mitzvah. Hey. Like we said, right, it should be as though everything, it's a done deal, and so on. So, just real quickly, interesting thing, brings down the Mishnah Berurah, though, in Sif Katan Lamed Ches. When we say mitzvah shaloi yachshav, right, not to think, mikom makim shekein, he says, mikom makim shekein im yesh loy aladei hir, tirdas halevud aga yizar bezeh, that you should be careful. In other words, if by thinking it's going to, a person, he starts thinking about work or thinking about things he has to do during the week, it's just going to cause him aggravation, as they say in English, right? It's going to cause him, besides staying away the Einig Shabbos, but the tirdas halevud aga, right? It brings a person down. Sometimes a person thinks about all the different things I have to do. Oh, I'll never finish. Right, good. You're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. I won't do it on Shabbos. So I'm just thinking what I'll do Sunday, what I'll do Monday, and it's just like, you know, it's annoying to think about it, and I don't want to say the word depressing, I don't know if that's the right word, but the tirdas halev type of a thing, and it becomes like bothersome, so that one should be careful not to think about. Mikol Shekein, he says, in other words, it's a mitzvah, loyachshav, not to think, but Mikol Shekein, but definitely, im yesh loyal de hir, definitely through your thoughts, it's going to be tirdas halev, or the aga, right? It's going to be bring sorrow instead of happiness. But like that, these rabbis that one should be careful, he brings this from the base Yosef. But an interesting note, he brings in, the Dirshu actually brings down in number 38. The Dirshu brings down in number 38. So he says that first he quotes from where the Dirshu brings down, he quotes from where Shleit Heit Sara V'yoga and B'yom Menucha, saying of various different places over there in the davening or whatever the case is, or in benching. Chaim B'Berach Tamazan, he says, Anu Amirim Shleit Heit Sara V'yoga and B'yom Menucha, saying he shouldn't have tzar and these type of things. And they are resting, right? So we see from that the person should be very careful not to think, definitely not to think about things that cause him sorrow. But he says, he brings from the Kafachaim, interesting, Ve'im alidei hir, if a person is going to think about things for during the week, that they'll do during the week, again, not talking, you can't talk, but just thinking. Vim alei hir nigram, he says loy einik, but it's gonna bring a person mamish einik Shabbos, right? Like what he says, he brings kigoy noshah mahar, like a rich person is thinking about all the different things, all, or, I don't know if you want to say maybe the money or the dealings or various different things or something, or they might be driving to a certain place, possibly to do a deal. Again, they're not talking about anything; they're just thinking in their mind. Various different things, or even if you want to say maybe possibly a person in the bathroom where they can't learn, right? Of course, you want to try and think of learning, but these type of things. But if they have thoughts, of what they might do during the week, and it brings them pleasure as opposed to sorrow, let's put it like that, right? He says, right, these type of things. So then he brings up a shame somebody else. Then definitely would be allowed to think about those things. He said, there's not even a mitzvah to withhold from that. Now, in other words, we want to get it straight. You can't talk about even something will bring you pleasure. Well, if I talk about a business deal on Shabbos, right, what I'll do on Monday, that will bring me tremendous Einik Shabbos. Very nice, but you still can't talk about it on Shabbos. It's Mimsechefsecha v'dabedaber. But the thinking itself, if somebody actually will bring them Einik, right? I mean, Kal v'chomer, like Hashem says, if you think to do a wonderful mitzvah during the week, that for sure is goes without saying. That's not even a question. But even if it's not a mitzvah, but the action that you can do on Shabbos, right? This thing you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, like you think about, you're going to drive to a certain place. It's going to be so nice over there, and you're going to drive over there, whatever, and it brings you mamish happiness, whatever. It could be anything, right? But just to think about it, he brings from the Kal v'chomer. That would be the Kaf HaChaim brings, like I said, from B'Shem Yipul Lelev. Somebody called Yipul Lelev. I never heard of it, but whatever the case is, Shabavadai Mutta Lahar. That you could, it's definitely Mutta to be Mahar. And he goes further to say there's not even a mitzvah to withhold from such a thought. So a person has to know the type of thoughts also. Even that could be, if it's going to bring a person sorrow, then definitely not to definitely stay away from it in all instances. If it brings a person happiness, okay, so then there's room to move around, as we say. But again, not the talking part, just the hearer, just the thinking. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem Baruch Hu Kol Tov.